Hello?
Hello, Catherine?
Yes?
This is Alex with Verizon, and we've noticed some anomalies on your internet.
Oh, God.
And
really?
Yeah, and it seems like you have a virus and there's some kind of a botnet dialing
up. I've been reporting all this shit, Alex, to Verizon, and they've been ignoring me. I asked for somebody to come out and check this, back in July, and they wouldn't. So then I took it to a specialist, and they said I had a virus. They said I was hacked seven or eight times.
Oh.
So I changed, and I canceled your security, and I got another one. And I'm still hacked. And then I called back about a month ago, and I asked for service, and the guy wouldn't send one out. And he said he'll have to charge me. And I have maintenance. I have insurance. You know, I pay for extra insurance on that. And since when does Verizon call a customer like this without it saying Verizon?
Well, I'm calling from the local office. It's just that we're seeing all these anomalies coming through, and it seems like your internet connection is being used to attack other computers. Like the hackers
attack other computers?
Yeah, they're using your computer. They're able to see your computer remotely. Like if you have a camera on there, they can see through the camera. And I
don't have Skype.
I didn't say you had Skype. I'm just saying that they have full control over your computer and they're using it to attack other computers.
Well, then what do you want to do about it?
Well, I just wanted to let you know.
That's all you're going to do is let me know?
Well,
what can I do about it?
Hey, don't freak out at me. I'm just trying to be nice.
I'm not freaking out, Alex. I'm not freaking out. All I know is ever since I've had Verizon as my carrier for my computer, I've had nothing but friggin' hell for 2.5 years.
Maybe you should install
Linux.
Hell. You should put
and
Linux
I've called
on your
many
computer.
Times up to the president's line, and nobody pays attention to me. So my computer is being used for illegal activity. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, yeah. You should just get a new computer and put Linux on it.
I can't afford it. I have no money.
Well, just get an app.
I have no money.
You could get an iMac. iMacs are pretty cheap.
Yeah, how much are they?
They're like $2,500, I think.
$2,500. Are you friggin'... Did I just tell you, Alex, I have no money?
Well, $2,500...
I can barely pay my rent. I have no money. And thanks to you people, my computer was hacked. I'm gonna go public with this.
That's not even that much money. $2,500? Come on, it's 2000...
I have no money, you jerk off. You're not calling from Verizon,
it's 2014. Everyone has that much money.
You asshole.
I don't... What's your problem?
Hello?
Hello, Mrs.
Yeah?
This is Steven from Verizon. We've been getting these calls from KasperSpy, and they're telling us all these alerts are going off, and you're using our network for illegal...
I'm not using your network. The thing is, I have Verizon on the other phone right now. I want to talk to a technician because somebody just called and threatened me and said that my computer is being used to... I've been hacked, and my computer is being used to do criminal activity.
They threatened
I'm
you.
I'm not doing anything.
Who threatened you?
I don't know. I have the phone number, but I'm calling the police, and I'm going to let the police get to them. I've been asking Verizon to help me for the past year, and they won't.
What kind of threat was it?
How do I know you're Verizon?
How do you know I'm not the hacker that hacked your computer?
Right.
I didn't threaten you, lady. I didn't threaten you at all. You're making up lies. You can't lie to the police like that. It's illegal to lie to the police.
Right. So then when I call them and they come, then let them come and ask you questions.
Good. Do it.
All right.
And what threat did I make? What kind of threat did I make?